السلام علیکم ورحمت اللہ وبرکاتہ. الحمدللہ وکفا والصلاة والسلام علی سید المصطفی صلی اللہ علیہ وعلی آلہ واصحابہ وبارک وسلم تسلیما کثیرا کثیرا. اما بعد، فقد قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إن الله عز وجل يبسط يده بالنهار ليتوب مسيء الليل ويبسط يده بالليل ليتوب مسيء النهار حتى تطلع الشمس من مغربها وكما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. الحمدللہ، ان فضل کرم ان احسان اف اللہ سبحانہ و تعالی، وی فائنڈ اور سیلوز ناؤ ان دا منتھ آف جماد الاولی. سو ناؤ وی جسٹ ہیو فور منتھس لیفٹ فور دا مبارک منتھ آف رمضان شریف. اللہ رب العزت ہیز پلیسڈ اس ان دس دنیا، اینڈ اللہ سبحانہ و تعالی wants us to maintain our relationship with Allah Ta'ala. Insan must bring iman as Allah Ta'ala wants him to bring iman, meaning whatever Allah Ta'ala wants him to bring iman in, he has to bring iman in those things as is outlined in iman mufassal, iman mujmal. And then this insan has to go on trying to attain the marifat of Allah Ta'ala. So he worships Allah Rabbul Izzat, he follows the laws of Allah Ta'ala, he follows the sunnah of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And the more and more he adheres to this, the more taqwa he brings into his life or her life, then Allah Rabbul Izzat opens more for this person. Allah Rabbul Izzat shan continuously the shan of Allah Ta'ala every moment, not every day or every week or every month. Every moment Allah Ta'ala's grandeur, Allah Ta'ala's shan is greater and greater and greater. The more marifat the person attains of Allah Ta'ala, the more Allah Ta'ala allows him to recognize the greatness of Allah, the mercy of Allah, compassion of Allah, tolerance of Allah, beauty of Allah. So it's like a person, if you give him a bunch of leeches, just now is lychee season, so we can talk about it. So if you give him a bunch of lychees, and all the lychees are not sweet, so he'll try one, he'll try another one, eventually he'll stop eating. And if you give him a bunch of lychees and all are sweet, but the sweetness is the same, so he'll eat for a while and then he'll stop. The sweetness is all the same, stop. But if Allah Ta'ala had to give him a bunch of lychees and every lychee that he takes is sweeter than the one before, now he is motivated to continue eating. He reaches a point where he is not eating because he needs to eat. He is eating because he is enjoying the taste. Each one is tastier than the previous one. So we heard this about Jannat. That in Jannat, everything a person eats will be tastier than the previous one. He takes a bite of an apple, is the most tastiest thing he ever tasted. But the second bite is tastier than the first one. He finishes this apple, and if tomorrow he's eating another apple, the first bite of that apple will be more tastier than the last bite of the previous apple. So, that is in Jannat. Allah Ta'ala will give the person those fruits in Jannat. But in the dunya, what motivates a person to continue in piety? What motivates a person? There's gunas all around that are drawing a person's nafs. Right? What motivates this person that he is saying no to all these gunas and he is remaining on a life of taqwa, he is remaining in the obedience of Allah Ta'ala, following the sunnat of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He goes home in the weekend, all his friends are telling him what they did for the whole week. One was playing paddle, one was peddling drugs. One was paddling with Miss Somebody. And somebody went in a paddle boat with somebody else. And somebody was having one paddle pop with somebody else. All are paddling. And then the fisherman, he was busy with a paddle tail catching a salmon. So everybody is paddling. So this person goes home for the weekend and he hears all these stories from the cousins and the dozens and the friends and the neighbors. And his nafs also gets inclined. I too want to paddle. But he says, never mind, I'll go paddle back to madrasa. So what brings him back? What draws him to come back? There's some selection that Allah Ta'ala has made. There's something that he gets every now and again that motivates him to continue. You ask a person who's waking up for tahajjud salah, Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. What causes you to wake up? How come you can separate your sight from your bed? In the cold winter months, you do the same thing. In the short summer nights, you do the same thing. How do you manage this? There's something he's tasting. There's something he's getting. Allah Ta'ala is opening up more things to him. A person goes for Umrah, person goes for Hajj. He goes for Hajj, said that my faraz is over. Now I don't have to worry about going to Haramain Sharifain again. That person, he hasn't tasted anything. You get another person, he did his Hajj, even for Umrah. He came back from Umrah, he's planning his next Umrah now. I need to go again for Umrah. He spent so much of money, which he could have done so many things with that money. Right? But now he's waiting, no, I'm going back now. Whatever riyals he got left, he said, oh, this riyals, I'm keeping it because I'm going back there. I'm going to use it. Any other country he comes back from, he got the currency on the airport. Let me just change this thing here because I got no work with this currency again. But the riyals, no, I'm keeping it because I'm going back now. What draws him back? Why is he going back? It's the same Kaaba Sharif. It's the same Roza Mubarak. It's the same Riyazul Jannah. But he's going back. Why is he going back? Allah Ta'ala is opening up more things for him. He's experiencing different things. There's a different increased love for Allah Ta'ala. Increased qurb. Increased ma'rifat. So this is the thing that motivates a mu'min. A mu'min is not just following some laws now, my life is so miserable, I can't do that, I can't do this, let me find a loophole to do that. No. A mu'min's life is a life of love. He's on a road of love. Right? Allah Ta'ala gives him when he strives, and even if he doesn't get My Allah. A mother, what does the mother get back from an infant? Nothing. An older child can come and embrace the mother, give the mother one kiss on the forehead. Mother say, Maro dikro. The daughter tells the mother, no, mommy, you don't worry, I'm doing the baking today. Look at my child, making my khidmat. But the infant, what can the infant do? But the mother is cuddling that infant more. The mother sacrifices for that infant more. It is a love, a bond of love. So this banda of Allah Ta'ala, you see some Allah Walas, they paralyzed. Some of them are blind. Some of them are poverty stricken. But Allah, Allah. Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu anhu, was he getting anything at that time when he was being beaten up on the hot desert sands with a rock on his chest? But he's saying, Ahad, Ahad. One Allah, one Allah. What Allah Ta'ala must have been giving him in that Ahad, Ahad. That he continued making Ahad, Ahad. Knowing tomorrow they're going to do the same thing to me again. He could have run away, ducked somewhere, or just bluffed them and said, right, okay, I'm giving up now. But no, he just continued. Ahad, Ahad. You can lash me, you can drag me, you can put a rock on me. You do whatever you want to do. Allah Ta'ala is doing something else. So this relationship with Allah Ta'ala is a very, very important thing. You don't have this relationship, then you feel deen is difficult. Then it's like trying to drink coffee with no sugar. You're trying to eat an egg with no salt and pepper. You're trying to eat food with no spice. Cool drink without the gas is like cough mixture. There's no enjoyment now. There's nothing motivating you. I'm giving you simple examples. When a mu'min, male or female, develops a relationship with Allah Ta'ala, that is the motivation. So shaitan, he doesn't want that to happen. So what he does is he presents sins. He presents gunas. He wants us to get involved in guna, in sin. Because that will now distance us from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah Ta'ala knows that we are weak. Allah created us. He knows what our situation. He knows we got a nafs. But then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam informs us that Allah Rabbul Izzat, He extends His hand in the day, so that the sinner of the night may repent. And He extends His hand in the night, so that the sinner of the day may repent. And this will continue until the sun will rise from the west. This will continue. So we must not become despondent if we committed a guna. If in between the relationship broke a little bit, mend it with tawbah, mend it with istighfar, turn to Allah Ta'ala. As long as the relationship with Allah Ta'ala is strong, then we are on a good wicket, good standing. The relationship with Allah Ta'ala is weak. Now sometimes people misunderstand this. We think that my relationship with Allah Ta'ala is when I can concentrate in my salah, when I'm crying in the dua, when I'm reading Quran Sharif and I'm feeling an excitement, I'm making zikrullah and I'm feeling some kayfiyat, then that means my relationship with Allah is strong. And if I don't experience these things, then that means my relationship with Allah Ta'ala is weak. This is incorrect. This conclusion is incorrect. The correct conclusion is, for as long as I am in the obedience of Allah Ta'ala, I am in the obedience of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, then my relationship with Allah Ta'ala is strong. The moment I move away from the obedience of Allah Ta'ala and Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, then my relationship with Allah Ta'ala is weak. Our Hazrat Mu'izz Fateh Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, he mentioned that one day he was on the, was traveling by train, and he seen a commotion. They stopped at a certain station, and he seen a commotion there. Now, you know, when you're young, you want to see what the commotion is all about. You know? So this was Hazrat in his student days now. So he went to check up what's happening there. All the people. So when he went there, he sees one person, he's on the floor, and he's like, he's footing. So he's thinking, now, nobody wants to have this fellow. This fellow must be sick, epileptic fits or whatever. So he asked somebody, but what's happening to this chap? They told him, no, don't worry, he'll come right now. He just had his fix. So don't you know who this fellow is? He's a famous Qawwali singer. So they got a Milad happening there in the next village, and he's going to go to sing the Qawwali, but he needs to be on a high to sing that Qawwali. So he just had his fix now. So in 1-2 minutes time, he'll come, right? Then he's on a high. So by the time we get to the next village, now he can sing the whole night. Now he'll be singing with so much of emotion. He'll be tearing. He'll make the crowd tear. But is that a relationship with Allah Ta'ala? So Allah Ta'ala is so merciful that He didn't base this relationship with Him on emotions. It is on ita'at. Being obedient to Allah Ta'ala, being obedient to Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. When you study the ahadith of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, you find that Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he didn't even prescribe for the Sahaba Rannanum, read 100,000 of this and 50,000 of that and 200,000 of that. In fact, in certain places where the Ummahatul Mu'mineen radiyallahu ta'ala and Hunna Ajma'in or other Sahabiyat or Sahaba were overexerting themselves, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam asked them in astonishment, so many hours you are sitting here, you're reading, let me teach you something else. I just read something 3 times more sawab than all what you read. Because deen is easy. Yuridu Allahu bikumul yusr, wa la yuridu bikumul usr. Ad-deenu yusrun. Deen is asan. Guna mat karo, aram se raho. Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali used to say, in this zamana, the main thing is stay away from sin. Don't commit sin. And when we talk about sin, the kabair, minor sins, we will get caught up. Allah Ta'ala has kept different amal to wipe out those minor sins. But stay away from the kabira gunas, swearing, jealousy, backbiting, movies, all these clips on the phones, womanizing, zina of the eyes. Stay away from these haram things. That's all Allah Ta'ala wants from us. If you can't make too much nafal ibadat, you can't make too much zikr, you can't, no problem. If you can do nurun ala nur, you can't do, no problem. But guna mat karo aram se. Just don't commit sin. Stay away from guna. The more obedient we are to Allah Ta'ala, the more we exert ourselves in amal salih, the more Allah Ta'ala will open up things for us. And when a person starts tasting, imagine that Maulana, we'll conclude on this, he was fighting in the battle of Shamni, you know, and he got injured and he fell. When he fell, he was like in an unconscious state. He sees woman, beautiful, beautiful woman sitting on one wall. And as a person is falling shaheed, one lady is going, and giving him to drink, goblet to drink. So one lady came to him and they put a goblet by his mouth and he just put his lip there, and another lady came and told, no, not him, not him. So he just got the taste on his lip. For the rest of his life, he was sucking that lip. People were wondering why he keeps sucking his lip. In his old age, somebody asked him, then he let out the secret. He said, this is what I saw, this is what I experienced. From then till now, any time I put my tongue on my lip, I still get the taste. If that is just one goblet of a drink from Jannat, can you imagine if Allah Ta'ala gives you to drink from the goblet of His love? What you will be experiencing? You think you're going to turn to sin? You think anything else is going to entice you? Develop that relationship with Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala, give me tawfiq, give you tawfiq, grant the entire ummah tawfiq. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله.